Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, it is an exciting time for those who like to watch political races. It's the gubernatorial race, and we do know who the endorsed candidate is for the Democratic Party in Minnesota, and that would be Margaret Anderson Kelleher. That was decided last weekend. The Republicans are going to decide this weekend who's going to represent their ticket. But what's interesting is it's still somewhat undecided on the Democratic side because there will be some folks who just basically skipped the endorsement process entirely.
Right. We still have Matt Intenza and Mark Dayton, who will be running in the primary, who said they're just going to skip the endorsement process and will be running in the primary against Margaret Anderson Kelleher. And on the Republican side, this weekend, it's coming down to Marty Seifert and Tom Emmer, both legislators currently. But they have both said they're going to abide by the endorsement process. So whoever comes out of the convention will be the Republican candidate.
So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. What does it mean for rural Minnesota, though? That's the big question. And you know, there are a number of issues that rural Minnesota wrestles with when it comes to statewide funding, for instance. Local government aid is a huge one that has been kicked around for at least the last, 8 years.
Right. Well, you know, this will be the first time in 8 years since we've had an incumbent in the race. And so, but now since, the pool of candidates is shrinking now, we're starting to be able to see what an administration on the DFL side and on the Republican side would look like, whichever one wins. And that's, when you can start thinking, how is this going to affect rural? Of course, with every election, there's a lot of talk about, well, is this candidate rural? Is that candidate rural? Well, this person's metro. This plays into when they start picking their lieutenant governor candidates. They will start deciding. They'll try and get that balance, with a rural candidate and a metro candidate, because it really is in Minnesota, we just have that dichotomy. There's the metro and there's rural.
Absolutely. And there are issues that are very, very divergent when you look at metro and rural issues. Certainly we mentioned LGA, but another one is just, how education is funded.
Right.
That's a huge issue right now, both in the metro and in outstate Minnesota, because it's becoming, more and more difficult, I think, for these local school boards to figure out how to make ends meet.
Well, it is, and how big can you make your district and how far can you bus kids every day?
Yeah.
And so, it's, with the constantly declining population in rural areas and the aging population of rural areas, it is an issue that, if the governor is a metro person, they need to understand that. Obviously they're aware of it, but there's a need to understand it too.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be fun for politicos all over the state with the upcoming gubernatorial election. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we will catch you next week.